Collaboration begins on ADHD research. Scientists will soon begin testing and developing a mind training program that provides a drug-free alternative for treating attention deficit hyperactivity disorders and high-functioning autism in children.
The brain is plastic, particularly early in life, and I think that there are definitely things that could be done for those populations, without a doubt.
UW Professor of Psychology Dr. Richard Davidson is the director of UW-Madison Center for Investigating Healthy Minds. He says researchers at the lab will examine the specific neural systems affected by ADHD. The CDC estimates that 9.5% of children 4 to 17 years of age have ever been diagnosed with ADHD as of 2007. Davidson says researchers hope to develop non-pharmaceutical training protocols to help in attentional dysfunction. At a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the center earlier this month, Davidson discussed using meditation to promote compassion, empathy, and kindness, even in cases of sociopaths.
We're not willing to accept the null hypothesis that there are people who are just not able to cultivate these qualities and that there are people for whom they absolutely don't have any of these qualities at all. I think that is a common myth.
Davidson says we don't yet know what the boundaries and constraints are of what he calls contemplative neuroscience. He says there is evidence showing that even adult brains can physically change, but he doesn't believe this research will be a panacea for everything. Inspired by the Dalai Lama, the Center for Investigating Healthy Minds works to nourish positive qualities of mind at the individual, community, and global levels. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.